Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your closing comments for Tuesday, July 26. The rally that started yesterday continued in the overnight session with corn and soybeans gapping higher. Wheat also opened higher, but within yesterday's ranges. The day session, that strength continued most notably in wheat and soybeans. Corn hanging on to the overnight gains, but not adding a whole lot. Let's start there with December corn. Finished up 17 cents at $6.75 of a cent. That was on yesterday afternoon's crop ratings, which came out 61% good to excellent. They were expecting 63%, and that was down 3 points from the previous week's 64% G to E. Funds have liquidated about 250,000 of the long position since April, leaving about 125,000 left. We've got the 200-day moving average in the corn. That significant number for the fund traders comes in at about 621. We'll see if we make a move towards that. Taking a look at beans, November finished up 37 and three quarter cents at 1383 and three quarters, adding about 9 cents to the overnight gains. We are now on that close above the 200-day moving average. That 200-day comes in 1382 and a half. We'll see if we can maintain closes above there, maybe bring in some renewed fund interest in the soybean market. Crop rating yesterday, starting some of this rally here along with the weather, 59% good to excellent. That was down 2 points from last week's 61% good to excellent. They were expecting 60%. And taking a look at the funds there, they've dropped about 100,000 contracts on that long position since April, now down under 100,000 long in the beans. Taking a look at wheat, we've got September Chicago up 33 and three quarter cents at 803 and three quarters. September Kansas City up 37 and a quarter cents at 877. So both those markets adding about 17, 18 cents since the overnight session. Winter wheat was 77% harvested versus expectations of 82% and more than the 70% from last week. We did break out of inside days in both wheat contracts, where yesterday's ranges were inside of Friday's, and took those to the upside. We'll see if there is any continuation on that. Spring wheat, yesterday's crop progress report, 68% good to excellent versus 71% expected and 71% last week. Again, a lot of this on the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day weather outlooks across the Midwest, looking for warmer and drier temperatures. Also, we had more Russian rockets hitting Black Sea ports overnight. So again, saying one thing and doing another coming out of Putin's regime there. We had a significant notable crop scout cutting his yield forecast for both corn and beans, cutting corn from 177 to 175, cutting his soybean expectations from 51.5 down to 51 even. And his bias, I think, continued would be to cut those further along as well. Outside markets, you've got the dollar up 67 ticks at 107.02. Right now, weather kind of taking a front seat, dollar taking a little bit of a back seat on that strength. Crude oil up earlier, but now down 126 a barrel at 95.42, about $3 lower than the overnight settlements. And we've got the Dow down about 200 points. Also looking forward later in the week for the Fed decision, expectations are for a 0.75 percentage point increase in the rates, and also GDP numbers coming out looking for a second consecutive quarter of negative growth. That is the historical definition of a recession. We will see how the markets react to that. Remember that the most recent sell-off in the grains was on the anti-inflation recessionary fears, crude oil dropping, and commodities following suit. So we will see if that has any significant effect on the markets, or if at this point in the growing season with July and August still ahead of us, that weather may carry the day. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.